The dress was supposed to look like a dress from the 20s. Thin black lace over a hot pink underlayer, tassels that dangled about my knees and over my shoulders. I'd spiked my short hair because I wanted to look like a cool city girl. I was 18. I was a freshman in college. I'd grown up in the Central Valley and had been at UC Berkeley for a little more than a month. I was not a city girl. The dance took place on a boat in the San Francisco Bay. My best friend Farouk was my date, and we'd stood on the deck watching the shadow of the Golden Gate pass over our heads. And if there were ever a time I could have been in love with him, it was then. He dropped his coat over my shoulders. These were the days when I wanted boys to drop their coats over my shoulders, when I wanted them to lean forward and kiss me, and who knows what might have happened if he had. But that isn't the story I'm trying to tell. The story is about how, at 2:30 in the morning, thinking of bridges and dark water, I climbed the steep hill to my dorms and greeted the girl at the front desk. She gives me an odd look as she swipes me in. I think it must be my hair, which is soft now, or the dress, which I loved, and it's only when I'm on the third floor that I look down and notice that the hot pink inner layer has slid up, past my thighs, around my waist, and through the outer layer, all lace. One could see clear through to the nylons I'd worn that night and beneath that, well, to the nothing underneath. I thought about Farouk as he waved goodbye and how the dress might have already risen then. I thought of the poor girl at the front desk sitting there at eye level. She had to have seen, and how would I face her the next night or the night after that? And the more I thought about it, the more positive I was that by morning, everyone in the dorms would know. But that isn't the story either. What I'm trying to tell you is this. When I think of this story now, I think most about the dress, and about Farouk, who is gay, and about how I am gay, and how the dress was about a person I wanted to be, and a life I thought I wanted, with a boy who thought he wanted me too. I think about how my life might have changed had the dress stayed down, had Farouk's warm coat become Farouk's warm mouth, and how maybe the two of us might still be together, there in his Washington, D.C. house with the kids and the mortgage and all the rest, and how we might have woken in the mornings and taken the kids to school and gone about our days wondering why it always felt like something was missing.